Amen and amen. Sunday school, kids Sunday school, I remembered. So all the kids go to Sunday school and behave. You know, this morning, if you would turn your Bibles to 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians and 10th chapter, and I'm going to start in the 20th verse. You know, I got quite a few scriptures here I'm going to be reading, but for the sake of some things, I'm going to ask you to maybe write them down. But I got some scriptures I want to read here this morning. So when you get to 1 Corinthians 10 and 20, say amen. Need a couple more amens. All right. And the Word of God says, "But I say that the things which the Gentiles sacrifice, they sacrifice to devils and not to God. And I would not that you should have fellowship with devils. You cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of devils. You cannot be partakers of the Lord's table and the table of devils." So what he's saying is that you can't have one foot in the church and one foot in the world. He's saying that we cannot do what the ungodly do, those who are not Christians. We cannot do what the world does. We cannot do what the culture will do. We have to do what God tells us to do, whether we like it or not, or whether we believe it or not. You know, as I told you, when I first got saved, there were things in the Bible that I didn't like at all. I told the pastor, I said, "I don't like this here about, you know, the scripture here." You know, and he said, "This is not a smorgasbord. You can't pick and choose. You got to be all in." And it took me a while. It took me a time, you know what I mean, to come to a place that I accepted the whole Word of God and not just what pleased me. But anyway, let's go to Leviticus 19 and 31. Leviticus 19 and 31. When you get there, say amen. Need a couple more. "Regard not familiar spirits." Regard not familiar spirits. So don't mess with it. "Seek not after wizards to be defiled by them." Let me read that again. "Regard not familiar spirits." Spirits from the dead is what that is. Don't mess with that. And you know, you got all kind of people who say that they can contact your dead relatives. And they can tell, you know, your fortune. They can read your palms. They have these cards that they can say, they can tell what's going on in your future and what your life is going to be. They can tell you how you should live your life, what you should do and what you should not do. The Bible says don't mess with that. Or nobody who practices that. Don't deal with that. Now, Exodus 22 and 18. It says, "Thou shalt not suffer a witch to live." Thou shalt not suffer a witch to live. Now, that's in the Bible. Okay? Now, Ephesians 4 and 27, "Neither give place to the devil." And some of you look at me like, "Well, what are you talking about, Pastor?" I'm going to get there here in a minute. Jeremiah 10 and 2, "Learn not the way of the heathens." Hebrews 10 and 26, "For if we sin willfully after we have received the knowledge of the truth, there will remain no more sacrificial for sin." If we sin willfully after we have received the knowledge of the truth. If you know to do right and you don't do it, it's according to you a sin. I'm going to bring something to you this morning that some of you will not like. Some of you might get up and walk out this morning. I don't know. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to tell you the truth this morning. Now, whether you accept it or not, it's going to be on you. Some will and some probably won't. I don't know. But you heard these scriptures, what God says for us not to be a part of and what not to do. But however, the world is making such a big fuss and a big thing of what's going on. Do you know that for one day, people have spent or spending $10.6 million for one day? People are spending and this is just in the United States of America, the land of the free, one nation under God, $10.4 million for one day. Do you know what that day is? The Day of the Dead, which is tomorrow. Which is tomorrow. And so what I'm going to do here this morning, and I've done it, you know, quite a bit, but a lot of you might not have ever heard about this here. You might not have heard this teaching that I'm about to bring forth to you. I didn't know about it. You know, when I was growing up, I had no idea what the Day of the Dead represented. Had no idea of the origin of why this Day of the Dead started. So I'm going to give you today the reason why we Christians should have nothing to do with this Day of the Dead. 300 years before Jesus was born, a civilization of people called the Celtics lived throughout the British Isles, Scandinavia, and Western Europe. They were a common group which, like many segments of society today, but they are controlled by a secret society of priests and pagans called the Druids. The Druids believed in the immortality of the soul, worshiping and serving a demonic god of death. And his name, they called him Sanhedrin. These satanic priests literally controlled people's lives through the mechanisms of fear and human sacrifice. And much death, disease, and destruction came upon the Celtics as a result of the Druids and their practices. Part of the Druids' celebration of festivals, men and women had to fear not only the departed spirits who were to return during the evening hours, they must also fear the priests themselves. It was a time of mass human sacrifice. It was a time of mass human sacrifice. Men, women, children, babies, young and old, innocent, were forced into a huge wooden cage. Often the cages were fashioned in the shape of a giant or a wicker man, representation of Sanhedrin. At the signal from the presiding Druids, the huge cages were set on fire, and everyone inside then burned alive in ashes. And after the sacrifices, the Druids held Thanksgiving meals. You know when that day was? The 31st of October. The 31st of October. Each year on the 31st of October, the Druids celebrated their pagan god, more accurately called the Festival of the Dead, and officially known and still recognized today by all Satanists, occultists, and devil worshipers. They're still celebrating it today. I want to tell you something about Jefferson County, Watertown, New York. They have been this past week or so, an influx of people from all around the world coming to Watertown because they say that the latitude and longitude of Watertown, New York, there's a portal that opens up on the 31st of October. And they all meet together to worship the devil, to make sacrifices. Today, they're doing that. Today, they're doing that. Tonight, at 12:01, there will be groups and groups and groups of them together worshiping and sacrificing to the devil right here in Watertown, New York. People don't know that. You say, well, Pastor, how do you know that? Because one time in my life, I was one of them. And one time in my life, I worshiped Satan. At one time in my life, I was a part of this. That's how I know it. I'm telling you something I know, not nothing I read. I'm telling you something that I was involved in for many years. Thank God for Jesus bringing me out of that dark place. Because you know what? I deserve one-way express ticket to hell. But because of Jesus, he rolled up his sleeves, because I was so far down in darkness. I was so far down in all of that demonic oppression. And he reached down and he grabbed me and brought me up out of that. And I'm so thankful. He is forgiven much, loveth much. Now, kids, I'm going to tell you this here. I'm getting ready to use some bad grammar. I love me some Jesus. I love me some Jesus. Why? Because he first loved me. Amen. Much is given, but much is required. That's why we're having a harvest party tomorrow instead of running around here in these little costumes, these little witches' costumes, these goblin costumes, and all these little demonic things that's going on. And unfortunately, the church has embraced and is celebrating this Day of the Dead. A lot of churches are involved in that. Now, whether they know it or not, I hope they don't. But they need to find out about it. When they come to me and ask me, are y'all having trick-or-treat? No, let me tell you about the trick-or-treat. And let me tell you about the trick-or-treat. The Druid priest would go from house to house, demanding all sorts of strange foods. This is the origin of trick-or-treat. This is how trick-or-treat started. And we think it's all nice and fun and all that thing. But no, we did it. I did it. When I was a kid, I went trick-or-treating. I loved trick-or-treating. You know, get all that candy. Oh, my goodness. That was the greatest day of the world. A year for me, almost, getting all that candy. And then in my neighborhood, you know, if you was little, I'd snatch your bag. You know, I'm just... The Druids would go from house to house demanding all sorts of strange food for them to eat and to offer later to the Lord Sanhedrin at the festival of the death. If the village people would not give them food demanded, they would speak a demonic curse over the house. If you didn't give them that food, what they were asking you for, to sacrifice to the Day of the Dead, the God of the Dead, Sanhedrin, they would speak a curse over your house. And it says that that someone in that family, in that house, would die within a year. Now, let me go back. They would go from house to house, and they would knock on the door, and they would ask the people to give them these strange foods so they could sacrifice to the Day of the Dead, to Sanhedrin. And if they didn't give them, or if they didn't open the door, they would speak a curse over them. And within a year, somebody in the house would die. And so therefore, thus was the beginning of trick or treat. That was the beginning and the origin of trick and treat. They didn't call it trick and treat back then. The Jewish would carry a large turnip, which they would hollow out in the inside and carved a face in the front of it to represent a demonic spirit. Let me read that again. They would get a large turnip and they would hollow it out, and then they would carve a demonic face on there, which would represent a demonic spirit they depended upon for their power and knowledge. This spirit is called a familiar spirit. You remember what we talked about in the Bible about the familiar spirits? Called a familiar spirit. The turnip, lighted by a candle from within, was used as a lantern for the Jews as they went from house to house at night. The Druids and their familiar spirits would be inhabited the turnips to assist them in carrying out the spells spoken over the houses and lives of those refusing the Jewish demand. And when the practice came to America in the 18th and 19th centuries, they didn't have turnips here. But you know what they did have? They had the pumpkins. They had the pumpkins. And so they carried on the practices, what they did in their homelands as they came here. The name that was given to the spirit inhabited the inside the turnip, the spirit was given the name of Jacques, J-O-C-K, Jacques. And upon giving the name of Jacques, when we came here, they changed his name to guess what? Jack. Jack-o'-lantern. That's where Jack-o'-lantern came from. And history says that the spirit, Jacques, was so demonic and evil, it said the demons in hell didn't even want to have nothing to do with him. He was so atrocious and evil. Jacques. But yet, what do we got sitting on? Well, maybe not nobody in here. On your porch or in your window, that cute little pumpkin with that face carved in it. And then they got nerve enough to have contests. Have nerve enough to have contests. Who can have this the best Jacques, the demonic spirit? How to get into the church? I'm glad you asked. When Constantine became emperor of Rome, he made a law declaring Christianity, which was Catholicism at that particular time in history, to be the official state religion. Having been recently converted by a tremendous martyr at that time, Constantine was zealous in his newfound faith and demanded as emperor that everybody became a Christian. And if you didn't, they would put you in the Colosseum in the thing with the lions. So guess what? He said, if you didn't become a Christian, you're going to die. So guess what? Everybody became Christians. Everybody. Oh, I'm a Christian. Praise the Lord. God is good. Huh? Everybody became a Christian. And so they said, well, if you're going to make us become Christians, we have to have some of our cultural things that we have been doing for hundreds of years. We need to be able to practice those things. And Constantine, well, as long as you call yourself Christian, you can do what you want to do. So that's how it got into the church. And it has continued for years and years and years and years. But let me tell you something. It ain't going to happen in this church. Trust me with that. We're not going to have that in here. The Bible says, do not be unequally yoked with unbelievers. What do righteousness and wickedness have in common with fellowship with light with darkness? What harmony is between Christ and Baal? What does a believer have in common with an unbeliever? What agreement is there between the temple of God and idols? For we are the temple of the living God. We are the temple of the living God. Do you know that, church? We are the church, not the building. We are the church. This festival that we talked about, you know, this large wicker basket that they would, human sacrifices. And you know what? There's still human sacrifices today. Right over here on Stone Street, they're sacrificing human babies in the name of right, my right. This is my body and this is my right. What about the baby's right? What about the child's right? What if your mother had said, you're going to be inconvenient. You're going to mess up my life. So guess what? I'm going to go murder you. 2022, it's happening over and over and over again. You know, we're in day 33 of the 40 days of life. There's been 207 babies, I believe it is, that have been saved because of people standing in front of these butcher shops and just praying. No confrontation. No confrontation. Just standing and praying. 207 babies have been saved in these 31 days. How good is that? How good? And I want to thank all of you who have been going over there and standing and praying. But we still got 7 more days. Still have 7 more days. For those of you who say, well, what are you talking about? Right over there on Stone Street, we got that abortion clinic over there. I call it the slaughterhouse. And we stand on the other side of the street from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. And no confrontation. We just pray. Just pray. And you don't have to spend all day. You know, maybe an hour, half hour, 15 minutes. Drive-by. I love to do them drive-by prayers. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. You know, there used to be a tattoo shop right around the corner here. And he was called Dr. Strange. And he was heavily involved in the occult here. Heavily. I don't know what happened to him. You know what I mean? But every time I would ride by there, because I'd drive by there according to my mom and dad's house, I would stretch out my hand. In the name of Jesus, kill the root of you in the mighty name of Jesus and close you down. And you know what's over there now? Nothing. It's like a driveway or a parking lot over there now. There's power in prayer. So when you're riding by these bars and all these places that are evil, just drive by and stick your hand in the name of Jesus, close it down, kill the root of it. Kill the root of it and close it down. Do you know how many bars and things have been closed down here in Watertown because of prayer? People have been praying. But we still got more to do. We still have more to do. Have nothing to do with fruitless deeds of the darkness. Rather expose them. If you desire to honor the Lord in our lives and family, we must teach our children concerning the truth about this Halloween. Do you know what the word Halloween means? Holy evening. Isn't that something? Hallowed be thy name. Lord's Prayer. Hallowed be thy name. Hallowed evening. Halloween is evening. Isn't this something how they put that name on that most wretched day of the year, the most demonic day of the year that they're doing? You know, all of these practices that come along that we do, bobbing for apples. Do you know how that started? They would have a big vat. They would have a big old vat, and they would take the heads of babies and put it in this vat. They would put blindfolds on and they would have a pitchfork and they would And today, we call it bobbing for apples. We let our children do these practices. And that's because we really don't understand how this thing started. There's so many things that we participate in and we don't know the origin of it. But yet we gladly celebrate and do it and then have our babies out there doing it. Have our babies out there in these costumes of these devils and these witches and all of this crazy stuff. Carrying these little bags. Knocking on people's doors. Let me tell you something. If you done went and bought your baby a costume, I hope you still got the receipt. Take it back to Walmart and get your money back. Have nothing to do with the Day of the Dead. Lock your doors tomorrow. Turn the lights off on your porch and do not answer that. Or do like some of us do. Open the door and give them tracts. Open the door, put them tracts in them, and ask them, do you know about Jesus, honey? Let me tell you about Jesus. Oh, but let us not celebrate this here. Let us not let our children be involved in this stuff here. And then we ask, why is the world so wicked? It's because we are entering into these demonic practices and things. But you know what? You might not have never heard this before. You might not have never heard it before, but I'm telling you, this is the origin of the Day of the Dead. This is how this thing came to this country and what it was used for. And yet here we are practicing these demonic evil things. And then we wonder why stuff is going on in our family. Why I keep going, why my child is like this, why I keep going, you know, thing over and over and over happening to me. Be careful about what you bring into your home also. Be careful about what you allow your children to watch on these demonic. Do you know, have you noticed, have you drove around and noticed how much more of this demonic stuff is in people's yards? And how big these things are now. They got these things taller than I am. They got these things 8, 9, 10 feet. These skeletons and all of these goblins and all of this type of stuff here now. I've never known this much stuff displays out in front of people in all my 70 years. $10.4 billion is being spent for one day. We're not going to do that. We're having a harvest party tomorrow. We're going to have our kids. And let me tell you something. All the years we've been doing it, the kids have been having a great time. Yes, we give them all type of treats and good things. We give them all type of sugar and candy, and then we send them home. No, we ain't going to give them a whole bunch of candy. We're going to give them some, though. We're going to give them some candy. You know, we got all kind of nice, good things, you know, to for the kids. We have all type of games, nice, wholesome games. And then they hear about Jesus also. That's what we do here, and that's what we're going to do. Same thing about Resurrection Sunday. We're not having no little Easter egg hunts around here. We don't do that here. We don't celebrate Easter. I don't even like to use the word. It's Resurrection Sunday. And that's what we celebrate is the resurrection of Jesus Christ on that day. But once again, you know, people might not understand or realize what it is. But today you don't have an excuse. When you leave out of here today, you don't have an excuse. If you already have decorated your homes, go home today and take it down. If you got some good chocolate candy, I like Snickers and Reese's and all that good stuff there. Amen, but praise the Lord. Like I said, I know some of y'all done got tight out here, you know, and you say, and this is what you say, Pastor, what harm is it You're celebrating Satan. That's what harmony is. You're celebrating Satan. And we should not do that. You're taking all the fun away from the kids. At what expense are they having fun? At what expense are they having fun? As I say, you know, yes, we want our kids to have fun. Yes, we want, but not to be taught the things of the heathens, not to embrace the practices of the occult. And that's what's happening today. Y'all know that thing up the park they've been celebrating, that Area 51 or Area whatever that thing is? You know, that whatever that thing is. Let me tell you something. There's a sort of truth, because they say that there's a portal up there in the park. They say it's a portal. Yes, to demonic realms. And like I say, people from all around the world have come to Watertown. The hotels and motels are full. And tonight at 12 o'clock and 12:01, they'll be right up there. And if you don't believe me, go up there and see. And they've been doing it for years, but nobody knows about it because they keep it secret. And you know what the Bible says about us keeping stuff secret? It should not be. If you have nothing to hide, you hide nothing. No, we should have no secret societies, no secret handshakes, no secret nothing. We should be open. You know, if we're living a life for Jesus Christ, you know, people should be able to examine your life to see what, you know, you would know them by their fruits. But if you try to hide everything that you're doing, where are you? What are you doing? Why are you hiding it? Because you know it's not real. You know it's not right to do that. So I'm here to tell you this morning that we should not celebrate the Day of the Dead. Hebrews 10:26, for if we sin willfully after we have received the knowledge of the truth. You've heard the truth this morning. And listen, don't take my word for it. Research it yourself. Research it for yourself. And I always tell people that. Always find out for yourself. Because see, I can sit up here and I can say things to you and make it sound real good. Always research it for yourself to make sure what I'm saying lines up with the Word of God. We should not be a part of that church. This church here, body, will not be a part of it. In the past, it was. I've seen pictures in the archives of the little kids downstairs running around in witches' outfits, little demon outfits and devil outfits and all kind of crazy. And another thing. What does all of this do? All of these costumes and these scary houses, haunted houses and whatever, what did they instill within you? Fear. What did God say? I didn't give you the spirit of fear, but a power, love, and sound mind. But it's so much that's out there trying to scare us and scare our children. All these crazy movies that's out there about scaring and fear. Why would you want your child to be fearful and scared? Now, I remember when back in the day when they had that one thing where that girl turned her head all around, started spitting up green stuff. What was that? Who was it? Exodus. Lord have mercy. I wasn't a Christian then. And like I said, I was dibbling and dabbling in a lot of stuff. But when I saw that, I'll tell you, I slept with the light on. I'm telling you, it took me a minute to get through that. And that was a movie. Some of y'all saw it. Some of y'all were scared too. And I ain't the only one.
But why would you want to put yourself in a thing to make yourself that scared or have your children be that scared? I don't understand that. But there's something within the, you know, that want to do that. But those of us in Christ, if you have been in Christ, you are a new creation. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things become new. We should promote, you know, love and joy and peace in Christ, not this demonic devil stuff. Y'all got quiet on me in this morning. But I just want to share with you. And it's a lot more. It's a lot more. I could keep you here till 4 o'clock. I use that 4 o'clock for a reason. Some of y'all know what I'm talking about. But I'm not. I'm not. I just wanted to give you, you know, some facts about what tomorrow represents, the Day of the Dead, and how it came to America, what the root of it is, what it stands for. And we as Christians, we should have no part of it. We should have no part of it. And I hope and pray that you don't. But like I say, you know, some here are going to go ahead and do it anyway. But that's on you. That's on you. But I'm saying here, he who knows to do right and does not do it is accounted to him as sin. And one day, we're going to have to stand for every idle word, every idle deed. We're going to have to stand before Jesus. And you can't say, I didn't know. Because now you do know. Now you do know. Are you just holding your hand up? Okay, praise the Lord. Oh, there was many, many human sacrifices in the Bible, you know what I mean? They would take their babies and sacrifice it to different gods and things. And they're still doing it today. Still doing it today. But God is going to prevail. You know, something I heard at our men's advance that really blessed me. We had a great men's advance. I'm going to tell you something. It was good. We had great teaching, great fellowship, really good food. I'm going to have to go on a diet about a couple of weeks, because the food was outstanding. And I heard you women had a great time too, you know, because I checked. I said, did we have any that was acting up? They said, we might have one or two. No, I'm just kidding. Was she acting up? No. All right. But they're looking forward to y'all coming back and all of us coming back, you know. And ladies, let me say something to you. If you didn't go, please. Because this is a time where you get a chance to know somebody outside of the church. Because, you know, in church, everybody put on their Holy Ghost suit. You know what I mean? Oh, God is good. God is this here. You know, but outside, get to know them outside of the church. You know what I mean? Get a chance to sit and talk and have a walk with them and do all kind of wonderful things with them. I'm so thankful that Carmen came with us our first time here. Brother, it really blessed me that you came, man. Yes, we had a wonderful time. And so men, I'm going to say, you know, we had what, 30 men? Had 30 men up there, and we had a wonderful time. We had a hoot, boy, I tell you. Matter of fact, Don Foote and his two boys are still up there. They're up there fishing. Yeah, well, we know Mikey. Yeah, Mikey enjoyed himself tremendously. But anyway, you know, so next time when we're going in May, our next one is in May. May, I think, 11, 12, 13th. 11, 12, 13th. So we can start, you can start saving up your pennies now. Start saving up your pennies now, you know, so that we can go and just have a wonderful time. Now, let me ask you this here. Did everybody understand what I said here this morning? Like I say, some of you are going to receive it and some of you are not. But that's on you. That's on you. My prayer is that you will research it for yourself if you don't believe me and find out the truth for yourself. And like I say, it's a lot more in it. It's a lot more in it and of that, you know, than what's going on. But and there's so many scriptures in the Bible that talks about that we should not have nothing to do with these familiar spirits and all of this other stuff here that's going on. Father, we come before you today giving you honor, glory, and praise. We want to say thank you, Lord, for being God and God alone. We thank you, Father God, for this information that you've given us. We just ask, Father God, that this information that you've given us, that we will use wisdom not to be a part of it. That we will pray for those who are still involved in these things and not knowing. They're ignorant of the devices of the enemy. So, Lord, I pray, Father God, that you open up the eyes of those, especially in the church. The world is going to do what the world does. But for those of us who are called by your name, Lord, let us be an influence. Let us be that light and that salt in which you've called us to be. Let us not be ashamed of the gospel. But, Lord, give us a boldness, not arrogance, not pride. But, Lord, to be able to go out into the world and share the truth, oh, Father God, as you have revealed it to us. Lord, I pray, Father God, that if anybody's here this morning that have not yielded their life to you, that have not surrendered their life to you, Lord, that this day, by your Spirit, you would draw them into the kingdom. That they would come, oh Lord, after the service and ask for forgiveness and ask their life to be surrendered, that they would come to have a assurance of salvation. I pray for those who have maybe backslidden, oh Lord Jesus, that they would rededicate their life to you today, Lord. And for those of us, oh Father God, who are here today in earshot of my voice, that we would want more of you. We have a more desire to want more and more and more of you, to live holy as you are holy, to draw closer to you, and you draw closer to us. So, Lord, I just want to say that we love you, we magnify you, and we thank you. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 If anybody needs prayer, you the altar be open. Yes, Perry. A few guys to help you downstairs? Okay. All right. So we need a few guys to help Perry downstairs if you could. Thank you. God bless you.